It's
an
odd one.
Hey, oddballs. I'm your host, Jensen, and welcome to episode 63. You know, I am so happy because it is actually starting to feel like fall, and I absolutely thrive this time of year. So I am totally here for it. And honestly, I just want to know how many of you are here for it too. So go find this post of this episode and let me know. But happy birthday to you September 13th babies. We're going to learn a little bit about you, and here we go.
Happy birthday.
Those born on September 13th are remarkably self-sufficient individuals who, despite their somewhat abstract interest in humanity as a global entity, may appear to others to be remote, even standoffish figures. This is not an entirely fair assessment, however, for these people are sensitive and may be deeply moved by their strong feelings of empathy with those who are miserable or in trouble. It is just that they would prefer to be able to pursue their intellectual interests and thereby contribute to human knowledge, undisturbed by the trivia of everyday existence. In many respects, those born on this day may often be characterized as workaholics and, although otherwise generally positive and good-humored, grow restless if circumstances prevent them from immersing themselves in a particularly absorbing undertaking. Blessed with keen concentration and application, they will rarely abandon a project or problem until they have completed or solved it to their own satisfaction. These individuals will thrive in any professional field where they are both constantly challenged and allowed total autonomy. Their problem-solving talents make them suited to scientific or business careers, although their original and imaginative approach also augurs well for writing and design. And if they do work as part of a team, they are only happy if they can direct others. Hard taskmasters, they lead by example and expect the same level of dedication and goal orientation from others as they themselves demonstrate. This is also true in their personal relationships, even more so if they are men, within which they have a tendency to claim their own right of freedom while seeking to control the lives of those closest to them. Their virtues are original, determined, driven. Their vices are aloof, combative, prickly. Happy birthday again, September 13th babies. And, you know, sometimes I read these and I just want to know somebody that has that birthday every single time. I just want to know one person that I can look at and be like, oh yeah, that's totally them. That makes sense. So if you know somebody or it is your birthday and you can relate, let me know, because I don't know. I've always thought that the birthday thing was, it's so fun because I feel like you get to know someone a little deeper and it kind of makes you look at them and go, oh, that's you. That is totally you. But anyhow, let's go ahead and move on to stories.
This comes from tetradutoxin-lover on Reddit.
Last year, I visited my mom's childhood home. It's right off of a lake, and used to be a burial ground for Creek natives. She talked about how her neighbors might have taken burial artifacts during the time that they were making the lake. This left me, as do most things related to the treatment of native lands, pissed. I was walking alone on the bank above the beach, just vibing with the energy there. Thinking about the people that used to live there and were buried there, I began singing a tribal song to whatever energy was left there. During my walk, I picked up 4 very tiny rocks that were native to the area. I was going to give them to my friends as gifts. I only grabbed four and not one to keep for me. And I'm talking tiny, like maybe a centimeter in size. I was really mindful of being greedy. There were also some animal bones that I respectfully greeted and acknowledged were there before moving them off the walking path. When I was walking back to the car, I just turned around from where I was standing. I said goodbye to the energies and wished that they had some peace. I was shocked what I saw behind me. On the ground, like 5 feet behind me, was a perfect goose wing feather on the path. It wasn't there before. There wasn't a single bird around, and I would have seen it off the path, on the ground. It didn't come from above. There weren't any trees in the spot. I believe it was a gift. It didn't feel wrong to take it, so I did. Nothing weird happened all the way home in another state. Flash forward and I give my friends their rocks. I know one or two of them were very dismissive of my gift. I'm not sure one of them even kept his. So that night, I start driving home. And at three completely separate points, a pure white animal tried to lunge or jump in front of my car. It has never happened before or since. It freaked me out at the time, but now I'm just curious if anyone has any ideas. I appreciate that this person was very respectful. And I mean, honestly, regardless of where you're at, if you're investigating, you should always be super respectful and be respectful at graveyards too, regardless. And that's the one thing I feel like a lot of people don't have anymore, I guess. And I could be totally wrong, but just like having a little more respect for things and people. And even if you think it's bullshit, like just have some respect, I guess. But anyhow, I don't really have a whole lot of knowledge in this area. So if you do, please let me know what this could be. It's super interesting because this person was, like I said, respectful. So I can't understand why something would come and lunge at their car. Unless it was like a warning to never give your friends gifts again who don't appreciate it. I don't know. That's kind of a dumb one, but I literally have no idea. And I'm really just kind of reaching at this point. So seriously, if you know, let me know. And we're going to move on to the next story.
This comes from Comprehensive Tale 882 on Reddit.
I have had experiences with hauntings most of my life. It didn't matter where I lived. There was only one house in my life that I can remember not experiencing anything. But tonight was different. I was out in public. My husband stopped at a gas station to use the restroom. He had gotten out of the car, and I was looking at my phone. Suddenly, a male voice whispers,
"Hey,"
into my left ear. My head snaps toward the noise so fast. I thought, surely my husband crouched down and did this outside the car. No. The only people outside are across the parking lot. What the actual hell? I've never experienced anything in public. Now I have to worry about this? Has anyone else experienced anything in public? Okay, absolutely not. Don't come whispering in my damn ear. I don't want that. I don't want that. But also I'm wondering if this person is meaning just any experiences that are outside of your house. Because then yeah, I mean, think about like gas station ghost stories and hospital stories and police station, fire station, park, cemetery, restaurant, highway, all the things. All of the things, all of the places. I mean, the list literally goes on. But all of those experiences to me are out in public. And I don't know if that makes it scarier in public or less scary. I guess it depends on what goes on in your house. Because, like, your house is supposed to be your safe place, right? And I guess if the spirits aren't really bothering you, but, you know, like, they're good spirits, whatever, kind of like at my mom's house, then okay, fine. But if they're, like, not good spirits and they bother you at your house, I don't know. I feel like I'm just rambling at this point. I hope you understand what I'm saying. Anyhow, it's really spooky nonetheless. And to have somebody whisper hey into your ear and it's not your husband or anybody around. No, I'm sorry, but no. It's so gross, really. It's just gross. But if you've had an experience like either story, let me know, or just any paranormal story in general, let me know. And I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And well, it's an odd world after all.
Oddballs, go follow us on It's an Odd World After All podcast on Instagram and Facebook. Also, give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. If you have a story you would like to share, email us at itsanoddworldafterall@gmail.com or message us on one of our social platforms. Don't forget to share us with your family and friends. And check out our website, itsanoddworldafterall.com.